Medical marijuana has been legal in California since the late 90s, but this year, recreational use is up for vote. Proposition 64, known as the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, would allow adults over 21 to possess 1 ounce of marijuana and would establish laws to regulate and tax marijuana cultivation and sales. Proponents say it would curb wasteful spending and provide much-needed revenue for the state. Opponents say more legalization would jeopardize public health. Reporter J.C. Howard has the story.
Well, I think California's marijuana laws are broken right now. And I think that's actually something that both supporters and opponents of this measure can actually agree to.
That's Tenoch Flores, Northern California spokesperson for the Yes on 64 campaign.
The system isn't working, and Prop 64 is actually the best opportunity that we have to reform California's broken marijuana laws.
Flores says under the current laws, there are over 8,000 marijuana arrests in California each year. One of the potential benefits of this measure would be to decriminalize the use and possession of marijuana, especially in minority communities.
In California, over the last 10 years, there have been more than 400,000 felony and misdemeanor arrests for marijuana possession. Blacks and Latinos far more likely to be arrested on a marijuana charge. That shows that the application of marijuana laws in California is unjust.
Flores also says the current system is wasteful.
A lot of law enforcement resources right now are being spent unnecessarily on minor drug offenses, and that needs to change.
For proponents like Flores, Prop 64 is a long time coming. This marks the third time legalization has been on the ballot in California. It was defeated handily in 1972 and lost, by a much slimmer margin, in 2010. Medical marijuana use, however, became legal in 1996, and even some Prop 64 opponents are not totally against its use.
So we don't oppose the medical use of marijuana. What we do oppose, of course, is the improper use of medical marijuana.
Sunnyvale City Councilperson Jim Davis is a No on 64 advocate. He served on the Sunnyvale Police Force for more than 30 years and belongs to the California Narcotics Officers Association.
So I saw a lot of the deleterious effects of marijuana and its use on people and how it can be misused.
He says because marijuana is a nervous system depressant, like alcohol,
it lowers your inhibitions and creates a feeling of euphoria. And what I've seen, especially in chronic users of marijuana, is they lack the ambition, you know, to get up and do things. You know, they lose interest in cleanliness, they lose interest in working, they lose interest in doing things that are safe for themselves.
So Davis is concerned about the drug being used at all. He hears the yes side's argument, but he says the benefits of decriminalization are overstated.
The state of California basically decriminalized the personal possession of marijuana some time ago.
He says since 2010, a small amount of marijuana doesn't lead to jail time.
People who were going to jail and into our state prison system were people who had bricks of marijuana, large quantities of marijuana.
Davis says he suspects a major motivation of Prop 64 supporters is financial.
The reason to approve the sale of marijuana is because we want to make money. I think that that's a really sad reason why anybody would want to support the marijuana initiative.
Supporter Tenoch Flores says, yes, legalization will generate up to $1 billion in revenue.
And that's coming from the state of California's Legislative Analyst Office, okay, an independent body. There would be money up to $125 million a year for law enforcement, $350 million a year for youth substance abuse and prevention programs.
Despite claims that the measure would protect children, opponents have real concerns about minors being exposed to marijuana. Those concerns became even more real this summer, when gummy candies that tested positive for THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, were suspected of hospitalizing people attending a quinceañera party in San Francisco.
19 people, including children as young as 6, ate the candy at the party inside the women's building in the Mission District. All experienced similar symptoms: rapid heart rate, high blood pressure, dilated pupils, dizziness, nausea, and confusion.
Flores responds,
"Well, it's important to note that the incident you cited took place now under the current system."
He says California's learned from Washington and Colorado, where recreational marijuana has been legal since 2012.
Colorado, for example, was a state that had a lot of issues with edibles. So this measure has taken care to use those lessons and apply them in this measure here. So it'll require that all edibles be marked, clearly marked, not marketed to children, be packaged in childproof packaging. And that's something that this measure took great pains to ensure.
Flores says Prop 64 is about allowing adults to use marijuana, not children.
Right now, it's actually easier for minors to purchase marijuana than it is for them to get their hands on alcohol. And the reason for that is that dealers don't check ID. Okay, they're not carding people as they make these purchases. That needs to change, obviously, and that will change as a result of this measure. This measure restricts marijuana use, marijuana purchases to adults 21 and up, just like alcohol sales.
Statewide measures for marijuana legalization are on the ballots in four other states this year: Arizona, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada. But even if Prop 64 or those other states' measures pass, the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration has announced that marijuana will remain a Schedule I substance, and users would officially be in violation of federal law. For CrossCurrents, I'm JC Howard.